News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Into a weekend that's got a little bit of everything, including some college football. I know Illinois plays Nebraska here in week zero, as we call it. Probably a hurricane by the end of the weekend, hopefully affecting more Louisiana than us. So a lot of things going on, a lot of things to break down. One thing we want to let you know about is beginning next week at this time, a new feature that will roll right on through football season is Football Fridays with Feinbaum. Paul Feinbaum, live on FM Talk 106.5 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig. Every Friday morning.
Yeah, I've heard Feinbaum knows a little bit about football.
The SEC, maybe?
Specifically, yeah, the football of the SEC kind. So we are years into Football Friday, but this will be the first year where Paul Feinbaum is the featured guest.
Every Friday morning, make sure you're listening. And we'll take questions on the text line if you want to. You have specific questions you got for Paul Feinbaum. You know, we have this opportunity to have him on. So we'll make sure that you're satisfied with all his SEC information for sure. I want to thank Brian Bank very much. And Greg Strawn, who's the market president for Brian Bank in Baldwin County, joins us on the line right now. Greg, I know you guys are going to be a part of this thing. We're delighted that you're on board, and we think it's going to be great. How about you?
Yes, sir, Dan. We are, too. We're excited to be partnering with 106.5 on this great Friday morning feature, Football Friday with Paul Feinbaum. And, you know, our bank is all about banking, but we're also all about college football, particularly as it's close to the Alabama and Auburn nature. So.
Yeah, there's not a business around here that can't get away from the fact that, yeah, but on Saturday we're all obsessed with football.
Yeah.
We're great at what we do all week long, but don't bother us on Saturday. You're an Auburn guy, right? What'd you think about Coach Harsin?
I tell you, he reminds me, you know, I'm old enough, I've been around. When I was at Auburn, I was there during probably some of the best times. Pat Dye was hired then. Bo Jackson was recruited then. So was Charles Barkley and Frank Thomas. So I was there at some really good times. But Brian Harsin reminds me a lot of Pat Dye. Just comes in with a program that probably needs some discipline, some direction, a little more, you know, focus. And he's kind of a no-nonsense approach. And I think we're going to see some positive results from that.
I would agree with that. I'm just trying to get a bead on Harsin. That's what I've seen from Dalton. He's no nonsense. Mm-hmm. He's not real. He can take a question. He doesn't get all flustered or anything like that. He doesn't take things personally. It doesn't ever seem like he's lying to us. He's just telling us what's what.
Yeah, you know, so far what I like about Harsin, one of the things I like is he took a lot of heat over this last week after he tested positive. I mean, AL.com was writing hit pieces on him.
It was tough.
What I like about him and what you see in successful coaches is he took the criticism. It's like he's willing to be the shield for his team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a big part of any program. You need a coach that's going to stand up for his guys. And I think Brian Harsin, he seems like that guy. But I'll tell you what I'm interested in, Greg, is the quarterback position. And, I mean, it's a brand-new offense. It's brand-new offense for everyone, and that includes Bo Nix. So Bo Nix or T.J. Finley, I think as the quarterback goes this year, that's how Auburn will go. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I know both the quarterbacks are really excited about this style of offense. You know, it's going to be a little more of a pro-style offense. I think they're going to be using tight ends more. I know that Bo is excited based on things I've read and heard from him on the approach, how he's going to be running the offense by reading the defenses versus a progression-style offense. And I just think, you know, there's been a lot of written in the last week or two about which, you know, if maybe he's succeeding the first string position to T.J. Finley, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Bo is so far along from a education standpoint. You know, T.J.'s brand new to Auburn, brand new to the system, and so he's got a little more time to grow. But I do think, you know, the big thing, we know we're solid at the running back position with Tank Bigsby and Sean Shivers, and we've got some good receivers, but they're just a little improving, but they got a lot of talent. So, you know, I think the big part is going to be the discipline, the decision-making by the quarterback and making good reads. You know, again, when I was at Auburn, you know, Randy Campbell was our quarterback then, and he was probably the least athletic quarterback Auburn's ever had that started, but he was probably one of the smartest. And, because of that, you know, Auburn won a lot of games under Randy Campbell. And I think certainly Bo's a lot more talented from a physical standpoint, but hopefully from a mental standpoint as well.
I'll tell you, I'm glad you mentioned Tank Bigsby, because he is one of the most exciting players to come out of Auburn.
Yards after contact.
Time. So much fun to watch Bigsby play. Unless there's an injury that occurs, there's no doubt about who's going to be the workhorse in that backfield.
Just hope he stays healthy, right?
Yeah. You know what? If you just think about Georgia in the 2010, 11, 12, that era, that was Mike Bobo as the coordinator there. And Aaron Murray threw for about a gazillion yards. But they did it, they did it all off the run. They ran the ball first, and they play action, but they were very effective downfield. But it all started with running the football. So, Greg, I think that's pretty much what you can expect this year.
I agree with that, Dan.
And you know, a quick shout-out, those two cornerbacks, at least I believe they'll be the starting cornerbacks this year for Auburn. Roger McCreary ought to have a heck of a year, former Williamson Lion. And then on the other side from him, a Jackson Aggie and Nehemiah Pritchett. So I hope that Auburn defense holds up, but I'm really excited to watch a local guy and a semi-local guy play there for that Auburn defense.
Auburn's always done a good job, Greg, recruiting Mobile, Baldwin County, and South Alabama, right?
Yeah, they have. They really have. And I'll go back on the defense comments. We've always had strong defense, and with Derek Mason as our new defense coordinator, and we've actually got three defensive coordinators that are actually on Auburn's coaching staff this year, former defense coordinators. And so I'm excited to see what they do with the talent they've already inherited. One thing about Auburn you can't deny is we've always had some very colorful names. And this year, of course, we have Smoke Monday coming back.
Yes.
Safety, and I think that's probably the best football name I've seen or heard since Takeo Spikes back then, 20-something years ago.
So just a little bit about Brian Bank, if you can here real quick. I think the average consumer gets a little confused by the mergers and the changes and this bank swallowing that bank and things getting bigger and kind of more confusing. And Brian Bank, I guess, pretty much is the opposite of that, right?
We really are. What I always tell people is when you come to work for Bryant Bank as a banker, and I was one of those, you come from a traditional banking background, and we have just a different culture, and that starts with our owner, Paul Bryant Jr., which a lot of times we forget to tell people how our bank is named, and it's after our owner. And so, Mr. Bryant's all about the quality of the relationships. He's all about the long-term relationship. He's not about short-term successes. When we go into markets to grow, we don't have any intention of being the biggest bank in Alabama. We just want to try to be the best at what we do. We know that we can't be a bank for everybody, so we kind of know our lanes. And so when we do open a market, we go kind of reverse engineering. We go try to find the banker first that we think matches us and matches what we're about, and then go hire that person and then build the bank around them. And so we've done that in all of the five markets that we're in. We're in the five largest markets in Alabama. The most recent was in Mobile, and we hired Michael Holland, who has done an outstanding job, him and his team. And so, he's the exact example of what we're about. And so, Mr. Bryant, he's owned a lot of businesses, still owns a lot of businesses in his business career. Bryant Bank is the only bank he has ever named after his family, and the big reason for that is this company's not for sale, and it's not going to be for sale because he built it. He started it as a legacy for his family, and as a commitment to the communities that we serve. Because he felt like he saw a void back in the day where he was used to banks, community banks, serving the community they were in, and banking as banking changed. He saw a change in that and felt like there was an opportunity to restore that community support. So that's pretty much what we're about. We're a community bank made up of community bankers, and we're very active in our community.
Greg, appreciate your time. Appreciate your commitment to Football Fridays with Paul Feinbaum, and we'll be talking to you real soon, okay?
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dalton. Look forward to this Football Fridays ourselves.
It's
a week from today.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Greg Strawn with Bryant Bank, and next week, Paul Feinbaum, 8 a.m., we'll talk about week one in the SEC. Can't wait.
8:15, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, Defend Talk 106.5.